there's broad consensus in the business community that reforms to environmental protections passed in the Senate yesterday are a substantial improvement on the existing regime. But some have called it a missed opportunity for longer-term reform, and there's disappointment in the coalition for not working harder to reach a bipartisan position. Innes Willicks is the CEO of the Australian Industry Group and joins me now. Innes, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Sally.
This deal, this reforms, is it a good result?
Well, look, it was always going to be a negotiation, and a negotiation with a hard stop timeframe. There is very broad agreement that the current system just simply wasn't fit for purpose, and it did need to be changed and updated. And when we had the economic roundtable back in August, one of the big outcomes, one of the clear outcomes from that meeting, was that that the Environment Minister Murray Watt go away and rework the EPBC legislation to ensure that it was brought up to date. And that was always going to be a negotiation. And, you know, if you've ever been in a negotiation with Murray Watt, as I have been in the past, you know, if he's asked to get a deal done, he'll get a deal done. And, you know, it's not the perfect solution that we have here, but we think we're at a point of improvement. Not everyone is happy, obviously, but that's always the outcome of negotiations. But now we have some clarity about a better way forward.
Did the coalition fail to reach a deal that would have been better for business rather than having the Greens in the negotiating chair?
Look, I think from a business perspective, you'd always prefer the coalition to be involved, you know, at the end, and to try to get, you know, the best outcome possible. The fact was that they weren't, you know, that's just politics, I guess. And we've ended up with where we've ended up. The government still has made some quite clear concessions, I'll call it that, to industry, and I think we need to recognise that.
The Environment Minister Murray Watt says the coalition was disorganised and not capable of striking a deal. As an industry player, how did you find dealing with the coalition on this issue?
Oh, this has been an issue that the coalition has been working to for many years now. You just had on the news Graham Samuel. It was the coalition who, you know, asked Graham Samuel to investigate, you know, how to update and improve the EPBC back almost half a decade ago. So it's something that the coalition have been involved in for a long time. In the end, it's a pretty frenetic negotiation at the end of a parliamentary sitting year. And the government, you know, made its call. That's just how it works sometimes. We would have preferred, you know, that the coalition were involved, because that would give greater certainty going forward, because the coalition is at the moment the only other alternative to forming government. And, you know, we'd rather that there was some broad agreements that could last through the ages. That said, Sally, the parliament needs to keep a very close eye on how this unfolds in the years ahead, and be prepared to update and make changes as necessary, because there's a lot of work to be done from now. This is just the beginning of the process. This isn't finalised.
Innes, in a previous working life, you were on the front line of politics. Is there some frustration from the business sector at the moment about the coalition dealing with its own issues of leadership and policy at the moment, rather than perhaps taking carriage of issues for business?
Oh, look, business and the coalition don't agree on everything either. I mean, I think we have to be real about that, and there's different perspectives and different issues where there are differences, different points of emphasis and the like. The coalition is going through a period where it is sort of regrouping. Every opposition after an election goes through this period for, you know, 12, 18 months or so before it regroups and focuses ahead, and this is no different. It's just probably under a bit more scrutiny than we've previously seen.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and you're hearing from Innes Willicks, the Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group. With these environmental law reforms, you've raised concerns about approvals for gas projects, and you've expressed scepticism that these laws will quicken the process. What does business want from the government on this?
Well, Let's go back to where we start. We have a need for gas to help us get us through the energy transition, and to get gas, we need to have gas fields, and we need to have gas exploration. We have to have quicker gas permitting. The point here is that gas doesn't go backwards in terms of the approvals process, but it doesn't demonstrably speed up either, and that's the concern. But we do need gas for the future, and I think that was one of the key points that came out of the economic roundtable as well, that we need to broaden our energy base as we make that transition. So gas here hasn't gone backwards, but I think we need to recognise that out of this, that we've had a terribly slow process when it comes to approval of gas projects, sometimes decades long. We've had appeal after appeal being lodged, which has stopped progress. And hopefully through this process, at least we'll be able to get some earlier clarity around what is and isn't permissible, and some clearer definitions around what can be done, and some clarity around the powers of ministers and the national EPA that's being formed, and that will allow things to be clearer. But of course, we would like to see things sped up as much as possible, and that was one of the outcomes of the roundtable. But look, on the other hand, it hasn't gone backwards, and no doubt that was part of a negotiation with the Greens.
Innes Willicks, thank you for your time this morning on Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally. You take care.